Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chicago City Council today holds a hearing on a proposal to ban all flavored tobacco products. And Illinois retailers are making sure their voices are being heard.
The proposed ordinance sponsored by Alderman Matt O'Shea would ban flavored tobacco products, including electronic cigarettes. O'Shea says many of those flavors are marketed towards children who are already prohibited from having such products. Tanya Trish Dowwood, vice president of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, says stores in border wards like O'Shea's will suffer.
Of course, the small business loses that revenue, but where does that revenue go? It goes right across the border to suburban businesses.
She suggests what she calls a more surgical approach.
I'm suggesting in part that we should consider a ban on certain flavors, right? Cotton candy, fruity pebbles, all of those things that are obviously marketed to children. They're not marketed to adults.
O'Shea had more than 20 council co-sponsors at our last count. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.